Pakistan's ambassador to the United States, Rizwan Saeed Sheikh, has accused the Indian leadership of exhibiting a terrorist mindset rooted in the Hindutva ideology, warning that recent rhetoric and actions could destabilize the region. Speaking to multiple media outlets in Washington, Rizwan Saeed Sheikh said India's handling of the Indus Waters Treaty showed a disregard for international law. The treaty contains no provision for unilateral termination or suspension, the ambassador said. India's attempt to use water as a weapon is both illegal and inhumane, and the international community will not support such actions. He further criticized Indian leadership's recent remarks and visual displays, including a map of Akhand Bharat in the Indian parliament, calling it a reflection of hegemonic mentality and sinister intentions. The ambassador claimed that the use of anti-Pakistan rhetoric for domestic political gain in India was a dangerous strategy that risked inflaming nationalism. India's involvement in Balochistan is no longer a secret, Rizwan Saeed Sheikh added, referencing allegations that have long fueled tensions between the neighbors. Ambassador Sheikh also commended the United States for its role in maintaining the ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan. He praised former U.S. President Donald Trump for promoting peace in the region and called for continued American engagement on the Kashmir issue. We appreciate President Trump's peace efforts and hope they continue within the established framework to resolve the Kashmir dispute. The Indus Waters Treaty, signed in 1960 under World Bank supervision, governs water sharing between India and Pakistan. Earlier, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Pakistan will not get water from rivers over which India has rights, upping the rhetoric in a standoff over water access, triggered by a deadly attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC. Pakistan's chief legal officer, in an interview with Reuters, responded that Islamabad remained willing to discuss water sharing between the neighbors, but said India must stick to a decades-old treaty. Pakistan will have to pay a heavy price for every terrorist attack. Pakistan's army will pay it. Pakistan's economy will pay it, Modi said at a public event in Rajasthan.